T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, we're in homie court. We're going to break down some of the things that Coach Quinn said or he didn't say. So, Daryl, let's go to Exhibit A, where Coach Quinn talked about camp and if Julio Jones is coming to camp or not.
You know, we haven't discussed that all the way through, but in my, as far as, you know, my end goes, no change from my end of things that we discussed from earlier this spring.
Ha! I give you Exhibit A. No change from my end. To me, that says there has been no conversation about money whatsoever, John Fricke. There has been no conversation about money, and that this is a situation where if Julio Jones does want money, nobody has spoken of his market value.
Your Honor, if I may approach a bench.
Yes.
During this offseason, Julio Jones was photographed with Cam Newton, and they were hanging around and palling around, and the Carolina Panthers trolled the Atlanta Falcons with a photo of Cam and Julio together.
Yes, I saw that, John Fricke.
Is this Cam's way of saying and trying to recruit Julio Jones?
You know what? I don't think so, but if I'm being petty, and you know that I have a tendency to be petty, pretty petty, a lot petty, then yes, I would definitely feel that that was the case, and if I could, I would use every power upon my disposal to get the Carolina Panthers in trouble and ask them, why are you tweeting pictures of such nonsense? Yes, Daryl Ashurst.
Wasn't Jamal Henderson in that picture too? So is he trying to recruit
Jamal
Henderson?
That. When he doesn't fit the narrative to the story that I'm trying to tell, okay. You will not be allowed to speak anymore, sir.
Okay.
Just for this segment. But later on in the show, you can.
All right.
That does not work for my narrative right now.
I'm going to take your music off.
He's trying to prosecute him. Come on now.
This is me speculating. And I have to do my speculation. Jamal doesn't fit the narrative right now. So we don't have to put him in there. But, yes, I do believe that there's a little bit of a rift between the Atlanta Falcons and Julio Jones. And hopefully we can get this taken care of before we start the season and that this won't be too big of a distraction going into the season.
It hasn't already, Your Honor, been a distraction. Are there players on the team, do you think, that are whispering quietly about why he's not there? Or
no, they know he's not there, John. But I think that they have so much work on their plate getting ready for next season and trying to win football games that they're not too much worried about what Julio Jones is doing. Julio Jones is a professional. We've seen that. We've seen what he's done over the years. We know he's going to do his thing. I will say this, though. I would not be surprised if like Jake Matthews and Grady Jarrett are sitting out there wondering what's going to happen next. They're not talking about it. But at the same time, knowing that what we know about this situation and knowing that you're, quote, in air quotes, up next, I want to see what happens with the Julio Jones situation. And again, I don't see anybody, you know, making a big stink about this. But when it comes time to renegotiate, I'm going to remember that you put me on the back burner, and I'm going to need a financial apology. And by a financial apology, I mean I want some more money.
The prosecution would like to call one Hugh Lamont Douglas to the stand, if we may.
Yes.
Okay, Hugh, first question for the prosecutor is the Atlanta Falcons have something called the Brotherhood.
Yes, they do.
What is this Brotherhood that you speak of? Is it a social club, or is it something that happens within the locker room? What's your understanding?
My understanding of the Brotherhood is something that happens in the locker room, and it's like a tight-knit group of individuals that are all on the same page for one common cause. And this common cause being to get a Super Bowl championship, hence the key word in Brotherhood.
So if there is something that upsets the Brotherhood, is that a net negative for the team?
It is, John Fricke, but the thing that I think will keep this team together is that common goal that they want to achieve and win a Super Bowl. The beautiful thing about being in the NFL is that, yes, you do want to get paid, but when everybody's on the same page and everybody's up for the same goal, you tend to put stuff in the back burner. You don't forget about it. Like I just said, you know, Grady Jarrett, Jake Matthews, they're not going to forget about the fact that if they get put on the back burner, they're going to want to be compensated in some kind of way. But while the season's going on and they're getting ready to play football games, they're going to be out there and they're going to play.
Another question to you, Mr. Douglas, if we may. The quarterback of the team is Matt Ryan, correct?
Yes, it is.
Did Matt Ryan receive a contract in the offseason for a record sum of $150 million?
He got buku dumb dollars there, John Fricke. Yes, he did.
When one player gets that much more than other players, even if he's a star quarterback, is that an issue for the for the other players? Are they looking at that, wondering, you know, hey, listen, if that's the bar, then I should get mine at some point?
You know what? Honestly, John Fricke, I don't think so, because we all know throughout the years, even back in the 60s and the 70s, quarterbacks always were the ones that made the most money. So that's been the model for the NFL for as long as it's been. That's been the model really in high school and in college. They don't get paid, but they get certain perks that other people don't get. Like quarterbacks in high school, they should date the head cheerleader. Like, you're not going to date the head cheerleader if you play any other position than the quarterback. That's usually how we go.
Yeah, usually how we go.
You know,
goes, right?
And usually, you know, the quarterback is the one that gets all the accolades. The unique situation about this is when you think about at one time, and I think still is this is the case, when you think about the face of the franchise for the Atlanta Falcons,
right?
I still believe, even though Matt Ryan's making the most money, Julio Jones is the face of the Atlanta Falcons. He is the face of the Atlanta Falcons. So he wants to be paid like he's the face of the Atlanta Falcons.
Is his nickname usually Trick Montalban or Jet Jones?
I think I like Trick Montalban because I just see him doing the karate chop.
And so the final question for the prosecution, Mr. Douglas, is this tied to the fact that Julio Jones is the 8th or 12th, depending on how you look at it, highest paid wide receiver, or the fact that Matt Ryan got so much more money than him, or both?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, but more it's about him and what he's brought to the table and other people making more money than him.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, listen, every NFL player believes that he's the best guy out there. Any professional believes he's the best at his position. That's just the way that you're wired. So when you see other guys that have done, even in probably one of your worst career years yet to date, when you see other guys that have done less than you making more money, that's something that you never count anybody else's money. But when you're out there working and you're working hard, and you knew how tough it was, your season was, and all the double coverages and stuff that you're getting, you look at stuff like that, man, and you feel some kind of way.
All right, so let me ask you the question we're asking everybody else here, and then we're back kind of in the show here. We are asking you on our Facebook and our Twitter this morning in our Vision Computer question of the day. Falcons fans, any concern that Julio Jones will skip mandatory minicamp? Hugh, do you have any concern that he's going to skip mandatory minicamp?
You know what? Honestly, John, with everything I just said, I honestly don't see Julio Jones disrupting the brotherhood. I don't, unless something real crazy happens. I just don't see that. I don't think that's in Julio's makeup. I really don't. I think that he's all on board with the team concept. I think that he's going to be here. He might not be a happy camper, but I think that he's going to be here. And if he is, he's going to put up monster numbers, and then he's going to want to go back to the table.
And we're getting a lot of reaction. Will tweets in and says, the brotherhood is too strong for all that drama. Julio is fine. On the other side, John tweets in and says, if he skips mandatory minicamp, he's fine, which, by the way, is true. I think it's $40,000 a day, isn't it?
Something like that. I've never skipped it, John, so I don't know.
And then he said, John goes on to say, trade his ass because he's showing he doesn't care about the team.
That's a little strong. I understand what you're saying when you say that you want to trade him because he doesn't care about the team. It's not that. It's like when you're working in your job, if somebody's making more money than you and they're doing half the work, you're going to feel some kind of way. And I understand that, you know, for most people, you're talking about millions of dollars and somebody out there is going to say, well, how much money do you need? That's ridiculous. But it's one of those things where when you know that you have a small window to make this money, you want to try to get as much of it as you possibly can.
And I don't blame him. And my only thing is, and I said, and I answered this, and again, we ask you to go to our Twitter at 929 the 929 the game, or on our Facebook, Falcons fans, any concern Julio Jones is going to skip mandatory minicamp. My answer was this: to me, I'm not worried. No way the Falcons going to screw this up. They will figure the right way to get this done and move on. And that's kind of how I feel. Wendy, how do you feel about answering our question today? Do you think there's any concern that Julio Jones will skip the mandatory minicamp?
I don't think he will. I just don't think he'll cause any kind of rift. He'll be there. This is a non-story.
And Daryl, where do you fall in all of this? I mean, where do you think? Is he going to skip out next week?
Nah, he'll be here.
All right, he'll be here. So that's kind of where we stand. But I understand how other people are thinking here. You know, I mean, first off, I can't imagine them trading him. I mean, what kind of value are you going to get for Julio Jones at this point? I think some people who think trade him. Here's the problem with the people that think trade him, Hugh. They think, okay, we could trade Julio and get Antonio Brown, or we could trade Julio and get – that's not the way this would work. If you had to trade Julio, you'd get like a third-round draft pick next year.
Yeah, I mean, because Julio has some wear and tear on his body. He's still a hell of a receiver. There's no question about that. You're going to get something for him, but you're not – I don't know if the upgrade is going to be that great over Julio. So your best bet – I mean, this is the problem, John, when you're dealing with a player like of Julio's caliber that wants more money. You have to try to figure out how you can make everybody happy. That's the problem that the Atlanta Falcons have right now. Because like we've talked about, you got Grady Jarrett and Jake Matthews waiting in the wings for their money. And Julio's already had his turn. He's had his turn up the bat. And now you have to make sure that the other guys know that you're just as important. You don't want to skip. You don't want to skip them and go back to Julio. And I'm not sure that Grady or Jake will feel any kind of way about that. But there might be somebody else on the squad that's looking at that. You've already established the precedent that you don't go back and renegotiate contracts. The Falcons have done that. They don't do that.
Right.
So if you do it for Julio, what say somebody else comes up and something else happens and they want more money? Say if Matt Ryan comes back a couple years later and says, I want another deal. And he's looking at, well, you gave Julio this money. What are you going to do?
Right.
So, you know, you don't want to do that. That's the issue that they have right now. And that's why this is a real delicate situation.
It's not a delicate situation if you win a whole bunch of money this morning on a Wednesday. How about right now and $1,000?
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
swing. Yeah, swing, S-W-I-N-G, which is what we're going to do at Topgolf today. We're going to swing. 7:59, that's when you have till top of the hour here to text the word swing, S-W-I-N-G, to 72881. That's swing, S-W-I-N-G, to 72881. Message data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Otherwise, the better half will have you swinging if you text and drive and get into an accident. Swing, S-W-I-N-G, swing to 72881, swing to 72881. We've had a few winners. We want you to be the next winner in our national signing bonus at $1,000 on a Wednesday, which would sort of make your day. John and Hugh talking about what's going on with the Atlanta Falcons, and we're going to get your react all day on our Twitter, our Facebook, give you a chance to call in and weigh in the next hour as well as we talk about what is going on with the Falcons. Again, we have mandatory minicamp coming up next Wednesday. Now, some teams in the NFL are already in mandatory minicamp. The New England Patriots are one. Let's understand something. The Falcons are not alone in this. You got the ongoing, never-ending saga of Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh, Khalil Mack in Oakland, Aaron Donald with the L.A. Rams, and you have the New England Patriots who have been, you know, talking about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, and their mandatory minicamp is going on right now up north in that area. And this is what the coach Bill Belichick said about the fact that Brady and Gronk decided they would show up.
Is it good to have your quarterback here?
It's good to have all players here. It's always good to work with all players.
You got it. Like, Coach Belichick, whether you like him or not, does a great job of not putting too much emphasis on any of his players. He knows that he has the best quarterback that ever played the game. But have you ever noticed how when he talks about Tom Brady, he never really mentions his name? He always calls him the player. Have you ever noticed
player,
that?
Yeah.
He always calls him the player.
I hadn't noticed till you just mentioned
Yeah,
it,
he
right.
always calls him the player. It's like he won't give him that. And he's been like that with everybody. I'm pretty sure he has some of his players are favorite, but he's always been that same way because he has a certain way that they do things up there. I mean, he doesn't give too much praise to one individual. And he's just even keeled all the way through. He's the same guy all the way through.
All right, Hugh, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I'm going to ask you kind of a question here. Just as yes, no. Le'Veon Bell, will he be playing for the Steelers this year?
Yes.
Khalil Mack, will he be playing for the Raiders this year?
Yes.
Aaron Donald, will he be playing for the Rams?
Definitely.
Brady and Gronk going to be in New England?
Yes.
Well, then what's different about here?
You know what? Julio's going to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things where when you talk about brotherhood and you talk about a tight-knit group, you don't want anything to disrupt that, especially when you're on a hunt for a Super Bowl championship.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.